Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 4th. And then there's this morning, overnight bought prices were strong. May corn up 13 cents at 7.48. May wheat up 20.5 cents at 10.05. And May beans up 16 cents at 15.98 and 3/4. I think the biggest story is war on, meaning that the Russians and Ukrainians seem to be getting more tangled up rather than any kind of real peace talks out here. Crude oil is up over $3 a barrel. It's up $3.12 as I'm speaking here. So that all helped push grain prices up higher. But the other main feature out there is we sold 1.08 million metric tons of corn to China. 680 old, 400 new. That buying overnight could be what pushed corn up so strong. So we're finally starting to see a little bit of Chinese business out here. We'll see if it lasts. On Friday, we have the WASDE report. Most people aren't looking for too many shifts, but at some point, they've got to start bringing down the corn carryout and possibly increasing the soybean carryout. We've got crop progress tonight. We've got inspections at 10 o'clock. But I think the trade's going to be focusing on kind of a risk-on environment out here because of the war. Now, the weather is going to be playing more of an important part here. We're into the first week in April. And basically, what we're seeing is, you know, pretty good conditions. Not great for early planting. We're still a little cold in some areas. Chicago's in the 40s and 50s. But next week, we warm up to the 60s, maybe even to the 70s. So I think, you know, they're going to have plenty of opportunity to get grain in the ground here. We're going to be wet this week and then looks to dry out next week. So overall, you know, not super conducive to early planting, but not bad either. And wherever they're getting the moisture, it'll ultimately help the soil profile out there. So as we look forward to today, you know, these markets have had a bad habit of opening higher and then closing lower. I don't think that'll be the case as long as the crude oil stays firm out here. But we'll have to see. The trade will certainly be encouraged by the Chinese buying. And again, I think the pros are going to be buying breaks, particularly in old crop corn, and selling rallies in new crop beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.